Really?
This is not.
Shutter
This
bugs.
is not how this is gonna go.
That's Kaylee.
She does not sound like that.
Yes, I do.
No, not like that either. I am Sam.
Her name is Tits. I'm
Fantastic
blonde. And
introduction.
together we're Tits and Blonde. And together we make ba-dum-bum.
No.
Shutterbugs is the answer. Shutterbugs is the answer that we're looking for.
I'm not going to put tits on the internet.
If you have them, use them.
I'm getting married. I'm not using my tits for anything.
The sad truth about marriage.
I know.
Coming from the mouth of babes.
We are the Shutterbugs.
Ooh, we shutter. We're bugging. We're shutter bugging. We're shutterbug.
We drink vodka and watch horror movies and then talk about them.
For you, who we adore.
Our audience so far is you and me.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
My mom's not going to listen to this. My mom's going to be like, "You're not my favorite murderer. I don't want to listen to it." She'll just turn it off.
My parents don't know what a podcast is.
That's great. My mom's obsessed with podcasts.
Today we're watching.
We're watching VHS.
We're watching VHS, and you know what's scary about that? How they became obsolete so quickly.
We need to turn the lights off. Are you ready for that?
No. I remember my first video camera.
Quality fucking filmmaking.
Scheiße. Oh no!
No!
Literally though, where is your bra?
That's like not a realistic someone's attacking me scream though.
Oh, and also her tits were huge. There's no way she wasn't wearing a bra.
We can't put that in.
Cut. We'll cut that out. We'll cut that out.
We can't put that in. Oh god, what am I drinking? Ooh, how? Why did you pick her?
Isn't there like a poltergeist in a VHS that comes and gets them?
No.
Oh, well, hello, new movie idea.
Like, just settle the fuck down.
Does another two of us?
Nope. Is that your camera? Does that red light mean it's on?
No, that means it's off.
Oh.
It's just a white people horror movie about white people. It's two white bitches talking about this whitewashed horror movie.
They don't know we're white. What happens when I make a water teeny?
A water teeny?
Are you recording? Ooh, that's give me one startle.
Blech.
One startle out of five.
One out of two starts. Does he like have his dick in his hand?
God, I hope so.
I just want to know if he has his dick in his hand. Oh my god, I totally had that VHS player going up.
Clearly my desperation is at new levels, because I'm like, I would probably touch two out of the three people in this scene.
Desperation to new levels?
More dicks. How about that?
Yeah. Give me more dicks. Alright, it's gonna get good. Don't drink and drive. What's up with your face, though?
But no penis.
Dick.
Wow.
What?
Holy shit.
What?
Oh, a dick.
Oh my god.
VHS.
Oh my god, is she flying?
She's a demon from hell.
Spawn.
Hashtag
spawn.
That's an albino donkey.
Does he have a house hippo?
Ugh, never do that. That's creepy AIDS.
Nope. What have you done?
My bad.
Yeah, real bad.
Ooh.
Don't open it.
Knock, knock, knock.
Housekeeping.
But again, where are you? That's the creepiest thing ever.
This horror movie is like nowhere near as fucking scary as it was the first time I watched it. Oh my god, what's gonna happen? This is horrifying. Oh, I hate everything about this.
Oh, flat with lesbians.
Ugh.
What?
Why?
I love that we're both so offended by that comment. Why would you say that in a horror movie?
Why are we so obsessed with dick? Oh my god!
Oh
my god! Oh my god, that's so stabby! Oh my god!
We're stress eaters. Sorry for the crunching. I know. I hate when their shots like.
I don't like this.
Who is the clown baby that is running around your house right now?
I don't
want
clown baby. Ah! We're literally like this.
Mouth open, eyes confused.
Oh man, not dead.
At least he put his dick back in his pants.
Wow.
Genuine scream. If you're ever getting murdered, don't scream like that.
Don't scream like, I don't even. Is it a ghost train? Ooh. Don't fuck with this shit. Oh, what?
I'm getting murdered. My only scream.
Happen.
Oh, this is a sermon.
This is not a party.
Get out.
Get
now.
Out. This is not a party.
This is not what you want.
Oh. Go. Oh my god. Don't stay.
Oh no, they've meddled in something they shouldn't have.
Yep. Yo, motherfucker should have left when we said. Oh no. Oh yes.
Oh my bum.
Oh no.
Not in there.
That's not where you go, please. Don't go in there. Oh,
how dare you?
Fuck,
I'm a lady.
You're all gonna die, probably.
If you're not already dead.
Something bad's gonna happen. Bang.
What happened?
I just spilled vodka all down my... So what did we just...
We just watched VHS.
Otherwise known as just VHS.
If you're not British.
If you're not, whatever that was. The first one, because I guess there's more than one.
Somehow, they made more than one.
I don't know what the fuck we just watched.
Still not knowing why. We will have to watch the others, because we need to know.
Yeah, I need to know, like, what they do next.
The how,
so
the why.
Fucking weird. So, let's break it down. It started off pretty slow. Like... took a while for anything to happen, and then when something did happen, it was just like, what the fuck?
See, like, threesome murder to me is not terribly slow, but I guess that was several minutes into the movie.
It took a while to get to threesome murder. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, there's a threesome. It was like 40 minutes of them at the club, or like,
oh, that's true. They were dancing with the bitches for a long time.
Like, a long time, and then they spot the fucking weirdo, and they're like, that bitch gotta come home with us. Mm. Don't bring the fucking weirdo home. Like...
But sometimes, do they might be nice. There's no judgment. But mostly judgment.
Just, like, if they're that weird, and they have a weird cut right down the middle of their face the whole time.
If they only whisper when they talk to you, don't bring them home.
Yeah, unless they've got, like, throat cancer. Maybe just like ask. Is there a reason you just whisper? And if the only thing they say is, I like you, then don't bring them home.
Correct.
Or, like, just don't.
But also, props to Blue Shirt for telling Gray Shirt not to rape the woman.
Yeah. He was like, dude, she's passing out. And he was like, that's okay. And then they didn't rape her. Did she live?
She got away unscathed.
Because she was just passed out. Because that like crazy flying vampire bitch just didn't care about her.
She only tore dicks and...
ripped an entire dick off.
Didn't care about clits.
Dick and balls on the floor.
Yep.
That was fun.
Moderately sized penis, prosthetic or real? Who's to say? TBD.
They actually used real penis and balls in this movie. Yeah. Just for authenticity.
From a hospital before a transplant.
Just threw it on the floor.
Yeah.
They swore it was going to stay in the cooler.
They lied.
Okay, what was after that one? We should have written this down.
Is that when they go camping? No, there's the ye old Texan, Arizona, Colorado, and Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah, when we learned where the Grand Canyon was.
Yeah.
Because it's not where we thought it was.
Close,
we're
though.
We're Canadian.
Close, though.
So we don't know where things are.
We weren't far off.
I didn't fucking know at all where it was.
The only state I didn't think of would have been Colorado.
I
honestly didn't know it was that far south.
I couldn't tell you the truth. Point to Colorado on a map.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't labeled. Like, if it was labeled,
like, I can read.
With the label of Colorado, can you not point out Colorado?
That I could find, but no. Just, like, just finding it without that, I couldn't point to. I can point to North and South Dakota, because it's right under us.
Ooh, fancy. Can you point out Washington?
It's to the left of that, somewhere.
Ooh, okay. Back to grade 9 geography for both of us.
My mom taught me that, and I blame her for the fact that I don't know. Plus, I'm, again, Canadian. I don't really care where the states are.
Like, I'm pretty sure they move around anyway based on the votes and well, the latest electoral debate.
Let's not. I'm not talking about that.
Okay, we'll cut that out.
Like, if you try to look at the eastern side of the states, it's just a fucking mishmash. Like, I swear they moved the labels around. Just
there's like 13 in one mid-sized state area.
Yeah, that's not how we do things up here.
By the way, the mitt is Michigan. You're welcome.
That's it? Yeah. I thought it was like MIT says or something.
No, that's all I have to tell you. The mitt-shaped state is
Michigan.
Oh.
I know the one that looks like a little penis is
Florida.
Yeah.
The biggest one is Texas. California looks like California.
Sorry. California looks like California.
Yes.
Well.
There's one state in between California and Washington. I think.
Okay, why are we need to. Okay.
Anyway, reel it in. They go to the Grand Canyon. There's they a go to the girl Canyon. Who wants a ride. Do they say yes? I'm not sure he ever said.
No, he said, like, nothing.
Because he just talked about it. He didn't say whether they committed to, like, driving her. But, again, she didn't care because she murdered him in his sleep and then made out with his wife's sister.
His wife's sister?
We don't. Well, that's fair. I never saw a ring on her
hand. Yeah, we know that. He was married. He called her babe. Like, I feel like they were probably married.
Like I said, wife's sister.
Whatever. And weren't sleeping in the same bed, whatever marriage they may have had on the rocks. Clearly, as it turns out, she's a murdering lesbian.
Her lesbian lover was the murderer.
Are we sure of that?
Yeah, because she was wearing the mask.
Oh. Then we're sure of that.
And then she washed the, like, bloody knife out.
Okay. And then they were, like, making out. So she was just filming it.
No, but then also how creepy is that she pulled the covers down on you, like, put the knife around your butthole, and then, like, you rolled over and she was like, peace.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
maybe she, like,
I thought lesbians were more grabby. You're welcome.
I can't say one way or the other. Okay, so then the fucking creepiest part was that first part where she's like,
yeah. you don't know who it is.
Yeah. And well, because I was so confused. So was she like in there the whole time? How did she get in? Because the fucking latch thing was closed.
Or was it?
But she walked over and like closed it. Or he walked over and like closed it. So unless maybe she like got up and undid it. Locked it. Either way, fucking creepy. That was creepy.
Yeah. That was the one that was most possible.
Yeah, I think that's what I hated about it.
I'll say, because that's something that could actually happen. It wasn't paranormal. It's just shitty people being super shitty.
Just somebody murdering.
Yeah.
And steal. For what, $100?
That's true. I think that was just like fun petty change. That was just like to buy a new mask. That wasn't anything.
That was weird. Okay, what happened after that one? This is why you're here, because I don't know the order of
anything.
When
they went camping, I think. The girl's like, I'm gonna kill all of you.
We should have written this down.
Because we're camping.
No, she was like, we're all gonna fucking die up here.
Oh, yeah, that's
and right. We were both like, what? Why do you say that? Who said that? That was...
People who want to die.
That one was weird. Like, what was that? The fucking, like, digital...
VHS ghost?
Like, digital fucking thing that like, was escaping the bear traps and shit.
paranormal demon who made your video camera fuck up while filming it?
Well, no, remember when the knife, when the knife got thrown, like, went through her face, and he's like, oh, fuck your eye. It's like, that's what you're concerned about. That's my second
favorite part of the movie, where he's just like, oh, no, your eye. Not the entirety of your skull.
You know, the fact that her eye is a problem because yeah. there's a knife coming through the back of her head into her eye.
Oh, no, your beautiful eyes. I mean, he was going to fuck her, so, I mean, that changes everything you thought about her. So, she wouldn't have.
But no, we went over this. Get her drunk enough.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sad about her.
No, that one was fucking weird.
Yeah, not the favorite.
No, what was after that one?
The boys and the exorcism?
Well, there was the whole, like, subplot of the people in the house with the dead guy in the chair.
Dick in hand man.
Dick in hand man, whose dick was suddenly not in hand.
And the man was not in chair.
Yeah. That was
plot twist. Or was something before that?
I feel like we're missing one.
Clearly very imprinted on our minds.
Yeah, made a lasting impression, whatever it was. Bless you. Bless you.
I'm allergic to horrors.
Sorry,
I'll horror. Leave. I mean horror. Horror.
I need more vodka.
I have to finish our casual description.
Right.
But it didn't end on the guys leaving the house, or did it?
No, it was like, it cut from like that into the people in the house.
The like dick and hand guy were different than the party people.
Yeah.
Right.
It like went back to that, and it went back to that. To the chick being like, what's that red light? Right?
Oh, yeah. And being super pissed and, like, getting dressed and leaving.
Yeah, and he was like, it's nothing. It's not on. She's like, you're clearly recording us having sex.
That's so funny. It's like, all the uses of VHS tapes in one movie.
Yeah. All the, like, most common uses. Bless you.
Just super allergic to horrors.
Well.
Sorry, guys. This is my first podcast.
Our first
and by project. Guys, I mean future Sam and Kaylee. You're welcome.
Thanks. It's just us listening, so that's what makes all of this okay.
We'll start off small, like the guy from Scream. But look at him now. He wrote a best-selling novel with his friend, and then Scream the TV show.
Oh!
Not the movie. FYI, not the movie.
I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Didn't we just watch this? No, that's a good show.
Season 3, High Hopes. We'll discuss it at some point in the future.
Spoilers. That was so sad when they, like, find him and they dig him up and they think that his girlfriend's, like, under him. And then she's not, but she's already dead. That was, like, horrible.
Super dead.
That made me, I, like, almost cried. That was so sad.
When he's my favorite.
Me too.
Like a sexual way.
Are they supposed to be teenagers? Yeah. And we're like almost 30.
He's super young and I feel
dirty.
Terrible about it.
Yeah.
But if he was here and I was also there,
you'd be both in different places.
In the same place. Oh, yeah. Touché. If we teleported and missed each other, we would try again.
Just, like, one of you. Like, he comes here or you go there. Yeah. Why is this random guy in your apartment? I don't know.
As I said, that's the weirdest thing on the planet to me. No one is in my space without me there.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get Airbnb.
It worries me out sometimes when I come home and, like, Noah's obviously been at home doing stuff and I'm like, that's not
like, even me in your house.
Yeah, no, that's always nice because you just clean.
Yeah, I like tidy.
I get off and, like, the dishes are done and the living room's clean and I'm like, wow, it's been so long.
That's true. Like, I don't know, I feel like people will find my secrets. Not that I have secrets, but I don't know.
It's like, what secret?
Like, one dirty dish in the sink.
Oh, no.
Those are all hiding.
Why do you still have them?
My mom is just like, well, when you get fat again, you can put them back on.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Like, what?
But this year's proven her right, but not completely right.
But, like, not even close. You lost, like, 80 pounds, and you gained, like, 4.
I told you I gained back 12 pounds. Well, but apparently I've already lost 5 of them, so.
Well, see, what are you bitching about?
Nothing. I know the struggle.
I lost 20 pounds and then gained 5.
It's okay. We'll do better. New year, new us.
New year, new vodka?
Dedication to podcasting.
Yeah, this is our New Year's resolution, this podcast.
Anyway, VHS, I would give it a...
like a 3? 3.5?
If
parts of it were really scary.
I don't know. If the filming hadn't been so, like, Paranormal Activity, even though I like Paranormal Activity, I just can't stand Rocky footage.
It was just so fucking shaky. Like, everything. Like, nobody knew how to use a camera.
And, like, I'm an amateur recorder. Like, I can film shit. Haven't done a lot. It's pretty steady. I mean, I'm not drunk and or running from ghosts, but it's not that terrible.
I mean, I like to think even if I was, I would at least try to hold it still, you know?
And, like, maybe they could have added 6, but minus 3 for the first scene where the girl's not wearing a bra and they just tits her.
Yeah, what was up with that? That was just, like, unfortunate. That was just, like, here's tits to draw you in. Did not draw me in.
And then the ending credits, where that's all they did.
It was just that same clip over and over.
I remember the one that we missed where the girl was Skyping her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That was the creepiest one.
That one was weird.
That had a lot of layers. I think that was my favorite one.
I want to know what the fuck was going on.
My favorite. We didn't remember it, but my favorite.
We forgot. Kaylee's favorite.
Bringing it back.
What?
Because at first it's like she's crazy, but then it's obviously an experiment that he knows about that he's done before that they continue to do repeatedly.
Well, what was with the creepy children?
With what turns out to be multiple girls. Actors?
I don't know. Because he was like, you're telling me there's something part human in this? So what, was it aliens? It sounded like alien at the
end. But then
he
cut it out of her and it looked like an appendage. So what could it be?
It looks like,
like a fetus.
Yeah, it looks like a fetus-y type thing. I don't know.
He literally cut down her sternum and was like dug over in her ovary area. He dig up, dig deep inside her.
He dig deep
and pulled it out.
No, but like,
dig deep.
Like, but what? I mean, if it's an alien, we don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what.
And like the tracker in the arm, and like,
yeah, what's
the ending
about?
Of that where it's like another girl who does the exact same thing as the first one. I'm like, oh,
why do they all just like take their shirts off? For no, it wasn't like announced
in a
sexual
way.
She was just like talking and then just got naked.
And he's still fully dressed.
Like,
constantly.
I mean, I feel like I give a little warning. Like, do you want to see these bad boys?
Yeah.
Like, you're not just going to...
There's they are. Sexy talk beforehand. It's not just like, oh, my bra, cheats.
You're
Skyping.
You gotta work up to that. Like, compliment a girl first. But no, they were just like, bam, tits.
Tell her she looks nice.
And that poor girl thought she had schizophrenia. Which you would, because it's fucking crazy.
Well, went to a doctor who she was prescribed to, for lack of better words, from her boyfriend, who's in on it. Who then told her that they were
referred
would be the word that I wanted.
There you go, we got it.
Prescribed, we're thinking medical. And then to have that reference be like, clearly you're schizophrenic. And in some instances, bipolar.
Here's some schizophrenia, man.
But then before that, we had to gut her, but let's throw her on the street. So, he broke her bones and then told her she ran into the street.
And got ran over by a car.
Yeah.
And somehow had a perfect fucking incision in her abdomen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that one was weird.
But the best, I think.
Really? You think that one was the best?
Which one did you think was the best?
I don't know.
Again, like we said, that may or may not have made it into this cut. It's very similar to Black Mirror, in which case, and what I mean is the like, segments of it are very different and speculative and interesting. Just the
that
camera
was
work.
Cool. The
just
camera was rough. But the idea of, like, a bunch of different shorts, and they start, it did a really good job of, you're watching it, and you kind of forget a little bit that it's gonna turn fucky.
Yeah, you're, like, kind of not sure, and then it does in the weirdest way, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, you're watching, and you're like, what the fuck is gonna happen? Like, what is this gonna be?
And it could
be
anything. Like, yeah, when they go to a house party, the house is empty, and we're like, just leave.
Why are you still in this house?
No, we think we hear a party. No, it's an exorcism.
It's a crazy, or a sacrifice, so I'm not sure. But no, they go in, and the first thing, when they first go in, the guys all disappear, and they come running out, and they're like, there's fucking walls, like, the arms are coming out of the walls in there, and it's like, that's when you leave. You don't stick around after you see crazy fucking arms coming out of the wall. Yeah, when you leave.
When shit's going down and you can get outside, you just call 911 because it's their problem.
And even, like, they go, they find this crazy shit's going on, the guy gets sucked into the ceiling, they run, they're at the door, they're going out of the door,
and they turn around.
And they turn around and go back.
No.
And they save this bitch who leaves them on a train track.
To die.
They all die. I'm just assuming. You're not coming back from that.
If they didn't have a cow scraper on the front, they would die immediately. But if they did, it would push the car along.
I didn't see that, but it was pretty dark.
Exactly. And I'm not sure in the lower Americas whether or not they have cow scrapers.
I feel like they have a lot of cows.
Depends if it's a commercial train or a... passenger train.
But I think it was a passenger train because, like, the first time you see the train, it's, like, got windows and shit on the side.
Yeah, because passenger trains don't usually, but, like, commercials will.
Either way, fucked. Like.
True. Go loop.
I was like, tuck and roll.
They can't get out.
The whole time we're watching, it's like, unlock the door, unlock the door. And it's like, they can't because the spirit locked the door. And I'm like, no, but unlock the door, roll down the
window. That's why you need one of those window smash things on your keychain. Not for going into water, but for smashing your way out of a possessed car.
No, but really for also going into water.
But, well, yeah.
We're not the OA here. We don't have any extra lives.
I watched like one episode of that. I don't know what the fuck's going on. We should do a podcast on that because I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I really enjoyed it. It spoke to me on several levels. Yeah, I appreciate it. But this is not about that. We're talking about VHS.
VHS, right.
Why? We're going to have to watch the other two to understand maybe where they're coming from. Unless it gets paranormal like 4 and 5. In which case, why? Really, why? Why? Again, I'll just say it one more time. Why? Why did that happen?
How many paranormal activities are there?
At least 30, but only the first three were good.
Yeah. It got weird when they started bringing in the, like...
The Spanish people?
No! When they started bringing in the, like, the history of, like, having to sell your boy babies or
something. Yeah, like, that's kind of interesting, but in the...
No, I didn't like that. I liked it when it was just fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And it was just a ghost, and it was creepy. True. And it was like your weird child is just, like, talking to the wall.
Yeah. The backstory isn't bad. It's just they brought in, like...
No, I don't like a backstory. I don't want to know. I hate backstory.
I never want to know.
Like... I don't want to know who the Black Christmas guy was. Like, I don't want to know any of it. I like when you don't know.
The little hint of mystery.
Yeah. I like a horror movie that ends, and they have no idea who did it.
Just, I like a horror movie that ends.
Good too.
The end. Because I like one that ends, when it's over.
I like one that never ends.
Oh. That's the story of my life.
I have no idea how long this portion has been recording.
It appears to be 2 hours and 16 minutes.
That's not accurate.
We're very, like, very talkative.
At all accurate. We're not talking about
it. And I think it's still even like 20
minutes. I don't know. Hold on.
Well, let's sign off then. And this was our first recording of Shutterbug.
And it was rough.
Thanks for watching. Bye. Bye.